Hey guys, it's Marina from Peace Learn Health. Welcome back. I wanted you to educate yourself with me, whether it be spiritually, mindfully, or through wellness. That is why I created this podcast. Please note, podcast disclaimer, any information, statement, opinion, whether it be mine or a guest, please consult your professional advisor or healthcare professional. Thank you, and thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited for you guys to get to know Charmaine Griffin, founder of Collective Coils. And so without further ado, here is today's episode. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Charmaine. I'm from Los Angeles, California, born and raised. And I run a natural hair care business. The natural hair care business name is Collective Coils. And we make natural hair products that are specifically for women with kinkier textured hair. And all of our products are plant-based with natural ingredients, chemical-free products. And right now, our biggest product is our natural hair oil, which is completely plant-based. All of the ingredients you can pronounce. And it is one of the very few all natural oils on the market. So I am the CEO and founder of Collective Coils. And outside of that, I do have a 9-to-5 and a whole life outside of that as well. So it's a little bit about me.
Great. So can you actually tell us a little bit more about your 9-to-5 job?
Yes. So I am actually a copywriter in my day job. I work on a marketing team, specifically for a pet product company. So basically, I write all the fun little blurbs about our dog and cat food that we make and our treats and chews. So I'm in charge of writing like taglines and copy that you see on the website or on a billboard. I come up with all that creative content, which is really aligned to what I do in my business, because, you know, what I do in my business is a lot of solopreneur work of writing copy, writing packaging content. So it's definitely aligned.
Great. And so can you tell us how the business came about? And can you tell us a little bit more about why you chose to use the concept of just hair products?
Yes. So the business came about in 2015 when I was living in Korea. And while I was living over there, it's a pretty homogenous society. There's not that many Black women in Korea unless they're on a military base or teaching, which is what I was doing. And finding natural hair products that were ideal for my hair texture was really hard. And also finding just inspiration for hairstyles and just really just figuring out how to take care of my hair. So I started an Instagram page, which is Collective Coils. And the Instagram page was literally just so that I could repost all of these beautiful influencers who had natural hair and had hair texture like my own. And I really just wanted to amplify what they were doing and also kind of selfishly have like a little resource for myself to follow hairstyles and cute looks that I liked. So for years I had the Instagram page and people were asking me left and right, like, hey, when are you guys going to put out a product? When are you guys going to put out a product? And I was dealing with some things in my personal life and just trying to like get through some personal mental health blocks. So it took me a while to actually come up with a concept, but I came up with a concept for our hair oil because I suffer from alopecia, and it's definitely really hard on my self-esteem when I deal with any form of alopecia hair loss because it's pretty large patches. And so I came up with the hair oil because these are oils that I actually used in my hair to regrow my hair during really stressful times. And so it kind of worked out that the product is a hair oil for the company because it's literally something that I was using on my hair for years. And I wanted to share that as a part of just the journey of the brand, but also to help other women who are experiencing hair loss, who are experiencing, you know, issues with hair loss around self-esteem, just growing their hair. So
wow, that's really amazing, especially that you're sharing that you have a 9-to-5 job and you're doing your business on the side and, you know, still, you know, managing everything. So can you share a little bit more about, you know, your struggles as far as the hair loss and how it impacted you with your journey?
Yes. So honestly, since I was pretty young, I've dealt with alopecia. I remember the first time I had a little patch that was pretty clean of hair missing. I was in high school and my godmother, who was my hairstylist at the time, was doing my hair. And she was like, "Sweetie, I think you have alopecia." And I was just like, "What's that? And what's that mean?" And she was just like, "You know, like, it's hair loss and it could be genetic and it could be due to stress." And at the time I was really stressed, again, dealing with mental health, just mental health issues that I was battling with. And that just took a huge blow to like my high school self-esteem to know like, oh my gosh, like I'm losing hair over stress. So for me to start the business, it was almost like, for me, first of all, having the Instagram page in the first place was started as a means to amplify other women who had hair textures like me. So for me to bottle up this oil was also another way for me to help. And it was a help in a sense of like other women who I knew who are struggling with this same issue. Now, having like the 9-to-5 aspect, the 9-to-5 part hasn't really gotten in the way as much as it almost prepared me for having a business leg of my brand. And I say that because the 9-to-5 I work at is a manufacturer. So although they manufacture pet products, they're still a manufacturer. And because of that, I the ins and outs of what it meant to have a brand, what it meant to have a product, how to do quality assurance, how to do customer service, marketing. So all of these ins and outs I'm learning on the job, and it was very transferable to me launching the product in the beginning of this year.
That's great. So there was no challenges in your way as far as it went for the 9-to-5. So, and how does that make you feel that you're doing something like this on your own and yet still working, you know, that 9-to-5? So how do you feel, you know, it has empowered you in that sense?
That's a great question. So it empowers me in the sense that my 9-to-5 inspires me to work harder on my own business. Although I'm grateful for my 9-to-5, because again, my 9-to-5 has helped me in so many ways of just knowing the ins and outs of having a company. But it also inspires me because it's like, hey, this isn't something I want to do forever. And I know that my business is meant to help women, and ideally to help women with hair loss. So if that's my intention, then 9-to-5 is like, I wouldn't say kind of like funding my dreams, but yes, funding my passions, and also giving me a lot of knowledge on the back end that I'm able to use for my business. So it's almost like I'm able to, once I'm off work, kind of turn off this switch and then turn on the other switch of like, all right, time to use some of these skills and focus it in on the business.
Great. So you basically mentioned that you have a hair growth product. So yes. Can you tell us basically in the product, it has almond and castor oil, among other oils as well. Can you share why you chose those oils and what are the benefits of those oils?
Yes. So when Korea and I was dealing with alopecia, because I was really stressed out just moving to another country, and I started researching different type of oils that I could use to like quickly regrow my hair, and I found out that Jamaican black castor oil oil that's in our almond and castor oil. I found out that that specific type of oil was great for thickening hair and also growing hair and stimulating hair growth. I also found out that rosemary oil, which is an essential oil, has a hormone blocking quality, which blocks the DHT hormone. And this hormone, it has a fancy name, but it essentially is what's in our body that leads to hair loss in men and women. And there's been plenty of scientific studies that have shown that rosemary oil, which is an all-natural essential oil, has the capabilities to not only mitigate some of that hair loss, but also to prevent further hair loss in the future. So I use rosemary oil and Jamaican black castor oil. I would mix it together. And then I also use peppermint oil because through my research, I found out that peppermint oil is great for stimulating the scalp and stimulating dormant hair follicles. So I made my own little blend, and I saw within 4 weeks that my hair started to grow back very quickly. And from doing that, I continue to use this oil, and then up until this year is when I actually decided to bottle it up and make it our first product for the Collective Coils line. I also added sweet almond oil, which has an emollient quality, which is great for moisturizing the scalp, and rosehip oil, which also has antioxidants and also has regenerative properties for the scalp as well. So all of these oils work together, simple, very simple ingredients. All the ingredients I just stated are the only ones in the oil, and they all work together to not only moisturize the scalp, but to promote hair growth.
Great. That's such an amazing combination. I love that.
Thank
Especially
you.
the rose hip. That sounds really interesting as well.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your experience in Korea and how, the stress kind of affected you? What caused that and what, got you out of it?
Yeah, so I think mainly because like I had never traveled out of the country before a day in my life. Like I was very much like LA girl, grew up in Inglewood. Like I went to a pretty good school out here in LA, but like I didn't have the experience of a lot of other college graduates that I was in classes with who had traveled. I had never traveled, and at the time I was 26 years old and going out of the country for the first time. So I got on the 16-hour flight. I could be wrong about this. This could be 11 hours. I'm overestimating, but a forever hour flight. went to Korea for the first time, and it was a huge shock factor. I'm talking a complete change in, food that I'm eating and customs and even speaking, because I had to learn Korean at least conversationally so that I could just engage with other people, because I lived in a very rural part of South Korea. So all of that caused a lot of stress when I first got out there, because I'm like, here I am, this little black girl living in South Korea with no knowledge of anything. I knew a little bit about the Korean culture, but I just didn't know what it was like to live abroad. So that caused a lot of stress, and I have generalized anxiety disorder. So that coupled with
Wow.
already just being stressed living in a new country led to my hair was thinning. I had, patches of alopecia. I also suffer from eczema, so my scalp was really dry. And I don't know, I just got really serious about self-care. Something shifted within me, and I was like, I really need to take care of myself because I don't want to get sick while I'm out here and something happens to me. So I started with, drinking water, taking vitamins, and working on taking care of my skin. And then that also translated into me taking care of my hair too.
I love that. So, was there anything specific that you also took for your hair as far as like vitamins or anything that you would eat that actually helped you as well?
The funny thing is, when I was living in Korea and I was eating a lot of rice, I think that all the folic acid in the rice was like really doing something for me, because my nails grew crazy long and my hair grew really quickly. And I just think it was like my diet out there. I wasn't really like, I was taking vitamins, but I wasn't taking it consistently. But I was like eating rice every day, or eating kimchi, which was really good for gut health. I was eating a lot of fresh vegetables and fresh fruits. And that was a different diet shift from what I was eating in the States. So I think just like drinking more water and just eating like what was just culturally appropriate where in the city I was living in South Korea definitely contributed to my health, but overall just holistic, just mindset, everything shifted for me.
Great. So do you feel like that's something that you practice now over here? You're resident in LA now, right?
Yes, yes, and absolutely. I still carry all of those practices with me, and it's even more amplified now because I've done so much self-care work. Therapy is really important to me, meditation, yoga, and I still eat, I'd like to say plant-based. I was pescatarian for about 2 years, so eating plant-based and just really balancing, you know, with what I'm eating, taking vitamins, drinking water, all of that's important. I'm not perfect. Like I'll eat a donut real quick. So I don't want it to sound like I'm just over here just on some like super yoga zen stuff, but I do try to be as intentional as possible. And I think through that intention, I've seen a lot of benefits for my health. I also think it's just been good for my mental health in general.
Yeah, I definitely can relate with the not so perfect, but you know, you try. So I get where you're going with that. Yep. So can you tell us a little bit about what Sipping Sunshine is all about?
Yes. So Sipping Sunshine was actually like kind of like a little side project I started about a year ago. And the intention of Sipping Sunshine was to create a space where Black and Brown people could share their stories, and those stories specifically around like mental health. So whether it was a story about, you know, childhood trauma, or simply a story about traveling abroad and having like a really sucky experience, or even what's going on right now in the community, just having a space where people could, without having a bunch of writing experience, could literally just submit a story and just share their experiences. So I wanted to have that space because there's a lot of red tape in the writing world, and trying to just get into, just get on a publication, just pitching is hard. And I wanted to make it very easy for someone to just come in and just share their story without having to worry about like going through five different editors and their pitch not being accepted. But to just have like that rawness, because I think it's a cathartic release for a lot of people to be able to share their experiences.
Well, I love that you're doing that. That's amazing. And can you tell us a little bit? Of course, yes, that's amazing. I love it. Can you tell us a little bit more about like the four topics that are like self-care, the mental health, the beauty, and the travel? Can you express why you chose those topics specifically?
Yes. So I chose self-care and mental health because those were like the top two concepts that really frame the Sipping Sunshine website. Again, the intention is for people to submit their stories and to share something aligned to self-care and mental health. And even though beauty and travel is there, like I love the beauty community, I think it's super dope, and I love traveling, it's all still grounded somehow in wellness and just amplifying stories around our mental health, our wellness, because even though those spaces exist, I feel like there's just not enough space for us to share those stories authentically and not from like a super bloggy type of feel, but just like just rawness. And so each section kind of speaks to slightly my own interest, but also just kind of like bringing in wellness into the conversation.
I love that, especially now that we are dealing with so much and it's being more known that mental health and just, you know, overall is just becoming such a big thing now, and it's more viewed in the public. So what are your thoughts to it being more, you know, in the public eye, but also, you know, it's kind of becoming like this sense of, oh, okay, I have this mental health and it's okay. and people are not really getting to know the real reason behind how powerless one can become.
Yeah, it's tough because part of me, I actually just had this conversation, but part of me kind of feels like wellness and mental health is becoming trendy. So it's like cool to say that you have anxiety or depression, but it's also not cool to say that you go to therapy. It's also not cool to talk about like the really dark shadow aspects of some of those issues that you're dealing with. And I appreciate that we're in a space right now where collectively people are sharing more resources. The conversations are there. People are talking about going to therapy. People are talking about their mental health in ways that they didn't before. But I also just kind of have some caution about certain people kind of capitalizing on it. And then certain people still having this energy of like not holding space when someone opens up and is really vulnerable about their mental health issues, because in reality, like, it's not a trend to say that you suffer from depression. Like, that's actually like very serious. And so I think my hope is that while, you know, the conversation is becoming more prevalent, that people are also being empathetic and showing compassion for people. And you know, the check on your strong friend, like, that's still real, you know, because just because your friend puts it out there, still need, you know, they still need that support. So just like, still, even though it's out there, still everyone making sure that like we show some gentleness and compassion and understanding and love towards each other, because a lot of people are suffering, especially right now.
Great. Thank you for putting a word out there for that as well. So you definitely told us how you managed, you know, your hair loss as well. And, you know, you mentioned stress, and how have you dealt with the anxiety aspect to it? Because that's something that's very real, especially nowadays. So can you share a little bit more about that?
I still struggle with anxiety. I still struggle with anxiety, but fortunately I have a really awesome therapist, so that helps. And I practice mindfulness. I think mindfulness and gratitude has been like a game changer for me. I start the day in a posture of gratitude, whether it's through prayer or just writing down something I'm grateful for. That definitely helps me stay just present in the day, because there's so much going on in this world right now from one day to the next. And you just don't know what you're going to see on a tweet or see on Instagram or see in the news. So I just try to stay grounded, and I think gratitude helps me, and then mindfulness helps me to just like stay as present as I possibly can. I am not perfect at it. I struggle. and because I very much am empathetic and identify as an empath, I have moments where there might be something going on in the collective and it really, so I might have to take time to myself, or just have to do some sort of energy work, whether that's through meditation, whether that's through writing, whether that's through prayer, just something to just ground myself again. But it's definitely a constant struggle. And I know it's not just for me too, because like there's just collective anxiety around what's happening in the world right now.
Yes, for sure. Yes. So when you mentioned that you practice basically gratitude and, you know, prayer, or, you know, a sense of spirituality, and you also mentioned earlier yoga. So is there any other practices that you do as well that also helps?
Journaling. I've been journaling since I was a kid. And so I remember my aunt, when she first gave me my first diary, and she told me like, hey, just write your feelings in here and don't tell anyone about it. That has stuck with me ever since she told me that. And I think I was in fourth grade when she told me that. And so I have stacks of journals from high school, college, throughout my 20s and now. And journaling has just been so therapeutic because I'm just able to get my thoughts out of my head and on paper. And sometimes it could be writing a prayer, sometimes it could be writing a letter to someone, sometimes it's, a letter to myself. But that dialogue, exiting my head and onto some paper, really helps with anxiety, and it's really helped me just stay grounded and reflect.
I love that. Yeah. And I feel like that's something that we all tend to, kind of struggle with, the whole concept of, negative self-talk to positive self-talk. So I love how you actually mentioned you write like a letter to yourself and you just express yourself through, just journaling. And, blogging is also something that's amazing as well. So can you tell us a little bit more about the hair products that you sell, and is there any future products that you're planning to put in store as well?
Yes. So actually, the first product that we created that I wrote was an ebook, and it's called The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Hair Fast. And it's based off of all of my personal experiences with suffering from alopecia, suffering from eczema, and hair, everything I did to grow my hair. And that included oils, massaging my scalp, drinking water, taking in eating right, like all of the steps from A to Z. And that guide has done pretty well. And that guide was actually what led me into creating the oil in the first place, because initially I was still very nervous about putting out a product. And so the ebook was kind of like my open door into making that decision. And then putting out the almond and castor hair growth oil was the second product. Really focused right now on this product. I am developing a couple of other products soon, which one would be a deep conditioner, and the other one is a spray for maintaining like your curls and your coils without frizz. So what a lot of people don't know in the background of like developing all natural products is that you have to be really mindful of preservatives, and when you're making products that you want to make sure are chemical free, it just takes a little bit more research. So it'll probably be in the next couple of months before the next product comes out, but I'm really excited because I know it's going to be a product that I can trust and stand by, and it'll be one of the very few on the market that is, free of chemicals, completely plant-based with ingredients that you can pronounce.
Great. So that's so amazing for us to know, and I feel like I'm just excited learning about this. So like you said, you do a lot of research with that. So can you kind of let us know a little bit of how that process is for those who want to actually start like a business and kind of, know about it? Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes. So you learn as you go. No, no. I mean, partially it is you learn as you go. I think I put out vision of what I wanted my product line to be, and a little bit of reality hit when I found out that there are so many companies that are either outsourcing or they're just using ingredients that are not good for your skin and not good for your hair. And in understanding that, it took me down a rabbit hole of learning all of these toxic ingredients that they put in our hair products, and then learning what ingredients that are non-toxic and that are all natural, and that's a completely different lane. So understanding like that's a completely different lane for the type of products that I'm making is taking an even deeper layer of research, because it's a rabbit hole. But just understanding again like preservatives and what I can't use and what I do need to use for shelf life, and the testing behind that, and even to be able to label something on a bottle that says it's 100% vegan or 100% organic or 100% natural. There are just certain steps that you have to take. So I would say once you put an idea out there, like you will have to do the research if it's not something that you already are privy to. I do not have like some fancy background in business. So a lot of this stuff I'm learning through mentorship, I'm learning through YouTube University, I'm learning through a
Nice.
Google search, I'm learning through literally conversations with other business owners. So just doing my own research, and that's the same thing I would suggest for someone else who's new to business, whatever industry that they're in. If there's things that you don't know, just be willing to be a sponge, have a notebook to take a lot of notes, be willing to ask questions, and also be willing to know that a lot of stuff you just won't know, but you'll learn along the way.
Thank you for that advice. That's amazing.
Of course.
And can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yes, so Collective Coils is our website. It's Collective with a K and then Coils with a K. So all one word, Collective Coils. And we are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Collective Coils. And again, website is www.collectivecoils.com. You can also find me at Sipping Sunshine, which is where I take submissions for any pieces around mental health and mental wellness. And it is Sipping, S with SIPPING, Sunshine, and sippingsunshine.com.
Great. And I have to always ask, what does peace, learn, health mean to you?
Peace, learn, health means using the knowledge available to you to learn and to make the best decisions for your health and your mental wellness. Like, there's so much information out there. So, finding what works for you and finding what makes you feel good.
Great. Thank you so much, Charmaine, for being in the podcast.
Of course. Thank you, Marina, for having me.
Course. Thank you for tuning in to Peace Learn Health. If you want to be a guest in the show, all you have to do is send me a pitch by going ahead and telling me what you want to talk about, whether it's about spirituality, whether it's about going ahead and talking about health, mindfulness, or your own self-improvement journey. And in order to do that, just email me at peacelearnhealth at hotmail.com. Podcast disclaimer: make sure you talk to your medical advisor or a professional advisor.